Today on OCN Now, Facing Islam blogger Ralph Sidway speaks on Orthodoxy and Islam.
Ralph Sidway is with me today for another episode of Orthodoxy and Islam. Welcome, Ralph.
Well, thank you, Father Chris. Good to be back.
Let's talk about ISIS, which literally is all over the news. Tell us, for starters, what is ISIS?
Yes, it certainly has exploded onto the even into the mainstream media. ISIS stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Sharia. It actually means a great deal more than that. If you translate the title from Arabic, it means Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Sharia, al-Sham. For Westerners, it sometimes is also called ISIL, Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. And so its whole purpose and thrust is to create a new caliphate that spans an enormous geographical region that covers Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, the Palestinian territories, and all. And it's really something. It's a very ambitious group.
But how did it get to this point? I mean, Ralph, all of a sudden, I didn't hear of ISIS for a long time. It feels like this group just came out of nowhere, but that isn't the case, is it?
No. They did grow out of, kind of their post-Al-Qaeda in Iraq group that kind of coalesced, I think, personally, around this one particular leader, al-Badri, who actually calls himself Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He actually is hearkening back to the name of the first caliph who followed the death of Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And he's also, with the al-Baghdadi name, he's kind of saying he's of Baghdad. He's hearkening back to the Abbasid caliphate that predates the Ottoman period. You know, he's trying to restore the glory, what they consider to be the glory years of Islam. And
you have to wonder where these people come from. Good Lord, who is ISIS targeting now? I mean, is ISIS even a threat to the United States?
Ultimately, yes. Ultimately, yes. They are targeting any, not what they consider to be non-observant Muslims. So, they're clearly, it should be pointed out that they are a Sunni group. There are all sorts of intelligence reports out there that indicate that they maybe actually have been receiving support not only from Saudi Arabia but even from the United States. There are reports from Jordanian officials that they. That we had a secret base in Jordan and we're training these ISIS leaders and fighters. So we have a hand in, we are somehow complicit in how they got to this point. Pretty extreme stuff.
So much for the democratization of Iraq, right?
Right. Instead, it's becoming a Balkanization of Iraq, and it's being split up as we speak into maybe three different distinct nation states.
You've been listening to OCN Now with Facing Islam blogger Ralph Sidway. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.